All area school districts involved winced when the Missouri Supreme Court again upheld a state law requiring unaccredited districts to let students transfer out and pay the costs. Kansas City Superintendent Steve Green said the district would comply, but
this flies in the face of our community's crystal clear desire for stable neighborhoods and stable schools. That stability is critical to effective teaching and learning.
Green also lamented that even though the district did well enough for provisional accreditation this fall, the state wouldn't grant it.
We have waited patiently for action, keeping our focus solely on increasing student achievement, and we have been demonstrably successful in improving outcomes for our students.
The patience ran out on Thursday. Kansas City School Board President Eric West announced the district was going to court to block the transfers.
We have to protect them from outside circumstances that threaten the growth of that achievement.
Meanwhile, State Senator Paul Lavoda of Independence was among the lawmakers calling for the resignation of State Commissioner of Education Chris Nicastro. He also asked Governor Nixon to appoint a state board member from the Kansas City area.
That, I think, would be helpful in the discussion for someone to understand our issue.
And Lavoda said he has pre-filed a bill to protect the suburban districts from an overwhelming influx of transferees. A Kansas City City Council committee endorsed a proposed $46 million Marriott Hotel for the Crossroads District. Developer Rod Shadle wasn't asking for financial help from the city.
Kansas City kept popping up in the top five markets for a development like we're talking about. So when the recession started to cool and our bankers got a little bit more friendly, we came back to town and quickly put this site under contract. We think it's a fabulous site.
Also at City Hall, a group turned in around 4,000 signatures on petitions demanding a public vote on future terminal plans at KCI Airport. The FBI charged a Wichita man, Terry Lee Lowen, with plotting to bomb that city's airport. FBI spokesman Michael Cast said,
"The threat was real. Terry Lowen was real, and Terry Lowen was committed to execute this plan."
The bomb wasn't real, though Lowen thought it was. The whole bombing scheme was an FBI sting. Sporting Kansas City won the Major League Soccer Championship with a one-point win over Real Salt Lake. And 2 days later, popular goalkeeper Andy Nielsen decided it was an appropriate note on which to announce his retirement.
"You want to give everything you have and bring everything you have. So no matter what the result is, you can look yourself in the mirror after the game and say, all right, I gave everything I have."
Also in sports news, the Chiefs broke their three-game losing streak. Coach Andy Reid said he was glad he had the team's cleats changed for the icy field conditions.
"Taking the shorter studs out and put the longer ones in. I think that was a factor."
The Chiefs beat Washington 45-10. Wrapping up the week, the GSA announced it would move 900 employees from the Bannister complex to 2 Pershing Square. Prominent businesswoman Cheryl Womack was charged with a $7 million tax evasion scheme, and Missouri executed convicted killer Alan Nicholson. It was the second recent execution after 3 years of legal battles over execution protocols. This is KCUR.